Many people think that they have the desire when in actual fact they are stuck in longing. And this is one of my favorite subjects. So, longing is definitely based on a sense of lack. It's a sense of, I am a long ways away from something. At least this is my definition as somebody who was a chronic longing, a chronic longer. And it just is so painful. It's a lot of suffering. You just feel stuck in going over and over and over what you don't have. There's, generally speaking, a sense of low self-esteem, of self-worth issues, and you're trying to cover that up by getting something externally to fill that hole. There's, generally speaking, a lot of fear. It's like being trapped in fear that you're not going to have what you want, that you can't have what you want, that it's like so far away. And you're trying to cover it up by just trying to get that thing out there to make you feel better, to get out of your fear. I also say that longing is grieving for what you don't have. There's like a deep sense of grief. It's just feeling a pure suffering that I don't have that thing. So, of course, what a lot of people are longing for, I would say what most people are longing for is intimacy. Intimacy for a partner, for sex, for community, for friends, for family, for children. Longing is like, it's just this suffering for not having what we want. I often say that, you can desire a piece of chocolate cake, and it's like, I want that cake. Longing is like, I need that chocolate cake, and I'm thinking about it constantly, and it's overtaking my life versus just like, I want that cake, but I have a choice of if I even want to have it or not. There's more agency. The nervous system feels calm. You feel connected to your higher self, and you're just feeling that passion. Like, yeah, I would like to have that intimacy. But there's no pain and suffering around it. I think that intimacy comes when we are in touch with ourselves, when we feel that love inside of ourselves. That's why I remember one time I was talking to a really good friend of mine about my longing, because I long for a partner, for community, for it was mostly based around longing for a partner. And it was so much suffering. And of course, when you're longing for a partner, you usually attract partners that are not in alignment with you, because really beautiful energy comes to us when our nervous system is relaxed, when the flow, we're feeling good. So, anyways, I was talking to my friend, and she said, all longing is longing for yourself. And so, love begins by creating that firm foundation that I am already whole. I love myself so deeply, and I can be with my pain. I know how to sit with it and feel it and just give my tender heart love and say, yes, I know you want that, but there's a learning, there's a lesson here within this. And we're kind of opening to that higher intelligence, that higher alignment, feeling ourselves relaxing into receiving, being in the receptive mode of being in our power, of knowing that there is hope, there is faith. It's trusting in the universe. Where are we not trusting in the universe? Because really, if we trust in the universe, we trust in divine timing. We trust that we're going to meet someone in the perfect time, and we're going to have what we want in the perfect time. And so many people are suffering because they don't trust in that divine timing. They don't trust in life to guide them and feel happy and celebrate life in the meantime with gratitude and be focusing every day on what we do have and the beauty that is in our life right now before we have that thing. And so a desire is like, I want that intimacy, but I'm not suffering right now over it. And you will notice that that feels so much better. It feels like I'm in alignment to get what I want, and it's going to come in the right time. Rather, I need to get that thing right now, or else I'm suffering. I feel like I don't have it, and my wishes are not fulfilled. I'm not living the life I'm here to live, and I'm just grieving and longing and praying. That is not what brings in what we really, really want. It's not what brings in our destiny. Our destiny is like, I am happy and aligned no matter what happens, and my nervous system is calmed. And yes, it would feel great to have a partner. It would feel great to have a community. It would feel great to meet some awesome new friends. But it's not based on suffering. It's based on wholeness. It's based on feeling good right now. And oftentimes, I believe this process, people who are really, really deeply longing, and it's not something we often talk about in the world. It's not often something that we talk about in the spiritual community, because of course the spiritual community is always about just getting that quantum field and manifest it. And oftentimes what we really need is just time away with ourselves to just be with the suffering, be with the longing, be with that desperation to get our needs met. And just really feel it all and open to this higher alignment, this deep trust in the universe. So, yeah, taking a little time to withdraw and do inner work is really important so that we can come out of the suffering in our power, in our alignment. And oftentimes that's like just feeling cool with whatever happens. I'm good. I've got myself. I love myself, feel aligned in my heart, and therefore, in the right timing, everything's going to come. But really, it's about ending the suffering first. Because again, when we pull in things that we're longing for, when we're longing from that suffering, from that desperation, it's usually not the aligned partner. It's usually not the aligned people. Alignment comes when we're relaxed. We feel whole right now. We feel aligned right now. And then we can choose more wisely, not from desperation. We can be like, is that aligned for me? Is that what would really nourish my soul? Is that really what is going to be good for me? It's like that chocolate cake. I want that cake, but I'm not desperate for it. And therefore, I can see, is that a raw vegan, sugar-free cake that's got like sweetened with healthy things? And I can just have some of it and it's good for me? Or am I like, it's probably not what I really need? So, desire is beautiful. It's precious. We all have desire, but real healthy, aligned intimacy with the world comes when we are in our power. We feel good about ourselves. We love ourselves. We're able to love those parts of ourselves that feel sad, are grieving, are longing, are suffering. We know how to be with ourselves, we know how to self soothe and feel whole in ourselves right now, and trust that everything that we want, we can have, but it starts with that firm foundation of love and wholeness within ourselves. I could talk a lot about longing, but the best parts of my life have been since I have been able to do the work and relax and trust. And it's like, So many beautiful things are coming to me. I'm having so many amazing opportunities in divine timing because I have learned to relax my nervous system and trust in divine timing that it all unfolds with perfection. And so, if you are looking for help with this, I am the intimacy oracle, and one of my specialties is helping people who are desperately longing for love. And did you hear that word, desperate? Yeah, desperate is something that is not attractive. It's just not attractive when we're desperately longing for something outside to fill us because we don't feel good right now. It usually doesn't go well. It's because we're not attracting that from our light, from our amazing like gratitude, and life is beautiful right now. So please get in touch with me if you are needing some help or interested in learning more about how I help people to stop desperately longing so they can actually receive the love, life, and intimacy they truly desire. And I am sending all of you so many blessings, so much love, and so much goodness in you coming into your wholeness right now in celebration of life.